after some initial dismay under Russia's anti-terror law. What does the future look like for ministries? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and maybe that's not as grim as we first thought. We've got a story that serves as a great example on what happens when we ask God for creative solutions. And then, yes, we're going to start talking about Christmas already, and we'll tell you about the Stuff a Stocking project that's coming up. It's all so you can pray, give, and go in support of God's Great Commission. Our first story, though, now that the dust has settled on Russia's anti-terror law, what does the ministry landscape actually look like? Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov says gospel work will continue, but perhaps in a different way than they were used to.
We just found out that the government closes down every summer youth camp, and it closed them down because the leaders of the camp didn't have permission from the parents for the child to attend.
They're finding ways to do ministry that's both effective and legal. And sometimes the solutions are pretty simple. Take the summer youth camp example.
Every child that attends a Christian youth camp or a Christian summer camp or a Bible camp needs a letter from the parents giving them permission. As long as they have a letter of permission from the parents, they could be at a camp.
Their approach is this.
We are very, very careful to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to give to God what belongs to God. What belongs to God is prayer, Bible reading, communion, gathering together, fellowship of believers.
And this.
Prayer is a powerful tool in the hands of a person to mold the hearts of people. When we pray for believers, we should not forget to pray for the leaders of Russia. If only we could get more Americans to pray for Putin and the Duma.
And it's no secret that Nigerian Christians are a major target of Boko Haram's horrific attacks and murders. And that leaves more than physical scars. Ray and Denise are field officers with Voice of the Martyrs Canada in several countries, including Nigeria. Ray says part of their gospel ministry is trauma care.
Many of these people who have come out of the villages and who have witnessed horrific things that are almost unspeakable to talk about on radio, we bring them into these trauma response ministries. And we pray for them, we minister the word of God to them, we cry with them, we hold them. And you know, it's not just about the physical relief that we bring them, but it's also the spiritual and emotional, we call it soul care.
Ray encourages us to pray for Christ's healing in Nigeria. And he gives the example of a church he spoke to on Boko Haram and the kidnapped Chibok girls.
2 years ago, I had given the church all the names of the Chibok girls. And this fellow walked up to me 2 years later and he says, I'm still praying for that one little girl, that name that was put on my chair. How is she doing? It's a tremendous impact, and we just recently heard that several of the Chibok girls had been released, and we believe that's a direct answer to our prayers.
And finally, it's hard to believe, but Christmas is actually right around the corner. While the true meaning of the holiday is often obscured by commerce, there are many who want to make an impact in the spirit of grace that we've received through Christ. Each year, SOAR International invites you to participate in their Stuff a Stocking project, where stockings are filled with toys, necessities, and a Bible, and are passed out in Russia. Greg Mangione of SOAR says,
in most cases, they're distributed to orphanages or needy families that the church either is building or wants to build or has built a relationship with, so that there's continued outreach and not just a one-time or a twice-a-year gift.
This project supplements and encourages intentional, ongoing ministry of churches to needy people. And in this way, it's not just about presence, but presence.
Giving gifts of needed and fun things is great, but that doesn't necessarily have a lasting impact. We want these gifts to have a lasting impact. We want the children to see that they are loved and that there's a God that loves them. And we also want to see the churches that are involved with them to be able to continue reaching out and ministering to them.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.